5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, well, this is getting off to a great start. I just turned on the wrong part. Anyway, can you hear me now? These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop direct from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda, couldas, and never words from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex. And I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs, as well as a few forgotten favorites, until 8 o'clock tonight. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 if you want to touch base. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to order a request to kick it off. And then just get into it. I got nothing more to say. Anyway, these are the Desperate Hours.
about the Times again. Printed at the Chesterfield Kings, it all left to straight cash in Rochester for about $9.50. The one thing that caught my attention, read about how some little old lady went off in the Burgess Swamps. Now the Burgess Swamps is like a swamp, it's a mouse out of town. It's apparently a Louisiana bayou. She's gone on and off there, kind of like clipping from the Ice Age. We all live on the ridge. So there's one thing I didn't think she might run into. While she was there, one round with two of the kinds of creatures and creatures and other types of biological substances would have been done. I say the creature from the Burgess Swamps. I say the creature from the Burgess Swamps. She wandered around for days and days. Walking around in real purple haze. She knows but might have an idea. She couldn't even drink any more than Genesee beers. But dig it, saw like all kinds of little lizards crawling up and down the forms of the swamp life. And all kinds of wonders in the swamp. Just walking around lost, man. Trying to search for where it might have been. It might have come out to Bergen. But maybe it wasn't there. It was 007. That might have been a lucky number. Anyway, she's running to the... I see the creature from the Burgess Swamps. I see the creature from the Burgess Swamps. Go! Turn me loose.
roll on, buddy. Don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy. Nine-pound hammer is a little too heavy for my size, a baby for my size. I'm going on the mountain, gonna see my baby, but I ain't a-coming back. No, I ain't a-coming back.
FM WMFO in Medford. I really should have taken the time to resequence the board and the manner I'm accustomed to, but I didn't. Hey, I don't know. It's no skin off my nose. You have to listen to it. Anyway, these are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. You just heard 9-pound hammer. And feeling kind of froggy. I got that off the compilation, the Cheapo Trip Crypt Sampler CD. Came out in 1991 on Crypt. And it also appeared on 9-Pound Hammer's Smoking Taters LP, which came out the same year. Before that, Sanford Clark and 9-Pound Hammer. You know, see, you get the connection there? Came out in 1957 on Dot. Well, that Kenny Highland's joint, and they recently played a gig at the Midway. The hopelessly obscure, originally recorded in 1992. I got off the LP, the best of thing. He's five beers ahead of your time. The name of the track's called Creature from the Bergen Swamp. And then before that, we kicked off the show with a request from Winthrop, Massachusetts, and Sunny, South Kensington by Donovan off the Mellow Yellow album. Came out in 1967 on Epic. Yeah, anyway, want to relive the horror, all you got to do is listen. You want to download the archive, just go over to www.wmfo.org. If right now you're listening on terrestrial radio, go over the schedule, go over to Thursday night, scroll down until you hit the Desperate Hours, Alex, and then you just leave. By the good grace of DMCA, you can listen to it for 2 weeks. Anyway, I have gout. My toe is killing me right now. It doesn't hurt as bad as it did this morning. I think that's breaking my concentration a little bit. I'll get into the rest of it. But anyway, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. That's the number to call if you want to touch base. Want to get a hold of me between shows and send that bumper that I'm always asking for. I'm waiting on a couple. You know who you are. All I got to do is make a WAV or an MP3. Mention Alex, Desperate Hours, WMFO, and all their possible combinations, along with your claim to fame or lack thereof. And send it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And while you're at it, you're on social media, admit it, you are. Over there, Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Yeah, I know, I say the same stuff all the time. I have to. Unless I have to script it, then it will be, well, now we're going to play this next song, which I might as well get into. I got something, well, somewhat modern for this show from the Waistcoats. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
someday, my love, once more I'll hold you close to me. Till then, this mystery will fill this empty heart of mine. I'll make a
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Don't ask me to move a mountain. Don't ask me to swim the sea. Don't think that I'm a tower of strength. Don't lean too much on me. When looking to the future, oh, don't build your dreams too high. I beg you to remember, I'm just an ordinary guy. I ain't no miracle worker. I do the best that I can. Have a fortune, you know I sweat for each dime I make, but I'm always in there just looking to get that lucky break. Every day I keep on trying to do my best for you, and if trying just ain't enough, babe, well tell me, what would you have me do? I ain't no miracle worker. I do the best that I can. I ain't no miracle worker. Oh Lord, I ain't no miracle man. Ask me to be tender. Ask me to be true. Ask me for all the love I have, and girl, I'll give it all to you. But girl, I just can't offer no storybook romance. Oh, that's what you're looking for, babe. I tell you, we just don't have a chance.
I ain't no miracle worker. I do the best that I can.
Thank you.
11:33 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. All right. Let me tell you what I just played. Backing me up, as always, are the Strongmen. They were out of East L.A., a track called Hercules Unchained, originally released on the Linda label in 1961. I got off the compilation, the East Side Sound, 1959-68. It came out in 96 on Dionysus. Just heard the Brogues, and I Ain't No Miracle Worker. I got off the compilation, I Turned Into a Helium Balloon. Came out in 1994 on Big Beat. It was originally released on the Challenge label, 1965. Before that, the Jacks, from 1960, on the Kent label, did This Empty Heart. Before that, Sir Balder Diddley and his wig outs did Fell For You. I got off the EP called Tuck In. Came out in 1996 on their own Alopecia label. And then the Waistcoats from the Netherlands kicked off that set from the It's Not True EP. Came out in 2003 on Pure Vinyl. The track was called You Don't Try Too Hard. I don't try too hard on this show. If I did, I'd probably mess up worse than I already do. Anyway. Yeah. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Boy, oh boy, they're after us. Maybe they'll catch us if we slow down.
No, they won't. I'll turn into this old house. Seen a one-armed man run through here? What we need around here is another rough, tough secret agent like me.
I'd like to apply for the job.
Sorry about that.
And then eternal life. Sorry about that.
I'd like to volunteer my services at the Alamo, John.
That'll be the day.
Sorry about that.
Who are you?
I am the original Batman.
Then you must be...
That's right, the first Robin.
Sorry about that.
Hello? Hello? This is Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Are you girls ready? Knockers up! Knockers up! Knockers up! Ladies, get your knockers up! Hey, ho, ha, up! Hey, George, my knockers are up. Come catch me. For you working girls who go back into the office tomorrow, I want you to do me a little favor. I want you to throw your shoulders back. Get your knockers up. Put a big smile on your face and your boss will look at you and say, hot damn, Beatrice got her knockers up. Knockers up, everybody! Hey! Oh! Knockers up!
This factory pretty close to 15 years. I've seen some of my best friends' women standing in a pool of tears. I've seen a lot of kin folks dying. I had a lot of bills to pay. Lord, I'd give the shirt right off in my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. Is a regular SOB, and the line boss, he's a fool. He got himself a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he really thinks that's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and there's gonna be hell to pay. I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, shove it, I ain't a working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:46 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, get that out of the way. I kept forgetting to get the stupid PSA book. Anyway, oh, come on. Get in there. Here we go. Back in the binder you go. All right, let me explain away this next to last set of the first hour. And the whole set's going out to Dick Cannon, loyal listener. And he has told his boss to, what we all want to tell our bosses, you know, take a short walk off a long walk off a short pier. I didn't want to throw F-bombs and whatever. I've been in trouble here before for that stuff. But anyway, just heard the Herdsmen and Fed Up. Originally released on the Rap label in 1967. I got off the compilation Psychedelics Mississippi in the 60s. Came out in Gear Fab several years ago. Before that, the original of Take This Job and Shove It is performed by David Allen Coe. Originally came on the, it was on the LP, whoops. There we go. 20 years of background music, or 20 plus years of background music. I can't talk without it. I get tongue-tied with it. But anyway, David Allen Coe, the original Take This Job and Shove It, it was really originally on the family album LP, which came out in Epic in 1978, and Johnny Paycheck had a massive hit with it in the same year. I got off their best of thing, you know, his best of thing for the record. Came out in 1984 and not on Epic. And before that, Rusty Warren from Milton, Massachusetts, and she still, I believe she still performs here and there. And yes, she's very much alive. I think she's like 85 or 86. And speaking of, who's real close to that, Julie Newmar just had a birthday. I think she's like 83. So all I saw was Catwoman stuff. So I posted on my social media. And she's riding that little Honda on Route 66. Over there and like it, damn it, like it. But anyway, Rusty Warren did Knock Us Up from the album of the same name. Came out in 1960 on Jubilee. And then we kicked it off with a previously unreleased track recorded in 1966 for the Icon label. And sorry about that. That was Eric and the Secret Agents. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. So I'm going to call if you feel like touching base. Want to get a hold of me between shows? And you don't have me on social media of any kind or the show. Just email me at coffeeandsmokes at coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. Okay, this set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. I don't know what I'm going to play. I don't even have anything queued up. Listen to this for a minute. Play some more music. These are the Desperate Hours. Mm-hmm.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Well, you know I feel all right. You know I feel all right now.
Yeah. Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.